Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and as always blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward in God's word. And what do I say? It is a great word. Can you believe it, family? We are only 2 days away from having read the entire Bible, including the Begot, in 1 year. I am like overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed with the big old teary-eyed self because I'm all emotional. But I am just sitting here in awe of how awesome our God can be and what he has given us in this beautiful book we call a Bible. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for giving us a blueprint to live. A blueprint to die, a blueprint to be better today than we were yesterday. So thank you, Lord, for this word. And as we do it again next year, God, help us to remember everything we read and where we read it. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I lift up this wonderful word today. Asking you, Lord God, to increase as I decrease, Father. As I pray every day, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, Lord God, be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you, Father God, are my strength. And you are my Redeemer, God. And all I can say is thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your word. Thank you for a good night's rest, God. Thank you for being holy and divine in my Father who loves me. And I stand on your word that you will never leave me off of Satan. I believe that. And I thank you, God, for your grace in Jesus' name. Amen. Giving honor to the Most High God who is the source of my strength and the strength of my life. So let's get into some word this morning, family. Wow. Is all I can say. Wow. We are in Zechariah chapter 10 through chapter 12. The 149th Psalm, verses 1 through 4. Proverbs chapter 30, verses 32 to 33. Revelation chapter 19. And wow. All I can say, one more church announcement. There will be a Saturday show, and it will be at 7, our normal time. I thought it would be at 8, because I was trying to get the extra hour of sleep, but that's just not the way the Lord rolls. So 7 o'clock a.m. Saturday morning will be our last show for this year. So we'll be a little bit different than we normally are. Normally we do 3 days of New Testament, 3 days of Old Testament on Friday and Sunday. But this year we're ending the Bible for this year. All 66 books we're ending on Saturday morning, which is the 31st. So we will have a show on Saturday. So please put your alarms on Saturday show, end of the year. Grateful, thankful, and blessed sister here who can say, and if you've been with me listening in, we have read the entire Bible in 1 year. And it's just, I'm overwhelmed and amazed at what God can do. And it will be God's will again that we will be together on Saturday. So let's get into the word today and say it with me. It is a great word. It's a great word. And if I get all weepy-eyed and emotional like I have a tendency to do, just pray for me and say, she loves God because I do. And I know he loves me too. So let's get into it. And we are in Zechariah chapter 10. Ask the Lord for rain. In the time of the latter rain, the Lord will make flashing clouds. He will give them showers of rain, grass in the field for everyone. For the idols speak delusion, and diviners envision lies, and tell false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore, the people wander away like sheep. They are in trouble because there is no shepherd. My anger is kindled against the shepherds, and I will punish the goat herds. For the Lord of hosts will visit his flock, the house of Judah, and will make them as his royal horse in the battle. From him comes the cornerstone, from him the tent peg, from him the battle bow, from him every ruler together. They shall be like mighty men who tread down their enemies in the midst of the streets in the battle. They shall fight because the Lord is with them, and the riders on horses shall be put to shame. I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph. I will bring them back because I have mercy on them. They shall be as though I had not cast them aside. For I am the Lord their God, and I will fear them. Those of Ephraim shall be like a mighty man, and their heart shall rejoice as if with wine. Yes, their children shall see it and be glad. Their heart shall rejoice in the Lord. I will whistle for them and gather them. But I will redeem them, and they shall increase as they once increased. I will sow them among the people, and they shall remember me in far countries. They shall live together with their children, and they shall return. So bring them back from the land of Egypt and gather them from Assyria. I will bring them into the land of Gilead and Lebanon, until no more room is found for them. He shall pass through the sea with affliction and strike the waves of the sea. All the depths of the river shall dry up. Then the pride of Assyria shall be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt shall depart. So I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk up and down in his name, says the Lord. Chapter 11 of Zechariah. Open your doors, O Lebanon, that fire may devour your cedars. Wail, O Cyprus, for the cedar has fallen, because the mighty trees are ruined, said Bashan. For the thick forest has come down. There is the sound of wailing shepherds, for their glory is in ruins. There is the sound of roaring lions, for the pride of the Jordan is ruined. Thus says the Lord my God, see the flock of slaughter, whose owner slaughtered them and feel no guilt, who those who sell them say, blessed be the Lord, for I am rich, and their shepherds do not pity them. For I will no longer pity the inhabitants of the land, says the Lord. But indeed, I will give everyone into his neighbor's hands and into the hands of his king. They shall attack the land, and I will not deliver them from their hand. So I fed the flock for slaughter, in particular the poor of the flock. I took for myself two staffs. The one I call beauty, and the other I call bonds. And I fed the flock. I dismissed the three shepherds in 1 month. My soul loathed them, and they're so awful for me. Then I said, I will not feed you. Let what is dying die, or what is perishing perish. Let those that are left eat each other's flesh. And I took my staff, beauty, and cut it in two, that I might break the covenant which I had made with all the people. So it was broken on that day. Thus the poor of the flock who were watching knew that I was the word of the Lord. Then I said to them, if it is agreeable to you, give me my wages, and if not, refrain. So they weighed out my wages, 30 pieces of silver. Catching this right. It's a prophetic word on Jesus. It's a prophetic word on Judas' betrayal of Christ. It's a prophetic word that God is giving us in Zechariah. So I want to go there one more time. Then I said to them, if it is agreeable to you, give me my wages and not refrain. Give me my wages and not refrain. So they weighed out for my wages 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said to me, throw it to the potter, that princely price they set on me. So I took the 30 pieces of silver and threw them into the house of the Lord for the potter. Then I cut into my other staff bonds that I might break the brotherhood between Judah and Israel. And the Lord said to me, next take for yourself the implements of the foolish shepherd. For indeed I will raise up a shepherd in the land who will not care for those who are cut off, nor seek the young, nor heal those that are broken, nor feed those that still stand, but he will eat the flesh of the fat and tear their hooves in pieces. Woe to the worthless shepherd who leads the flock. A sword shall be against his arm and against his right eye. His arm shall completely wither, and his right eye shall be totally blinded. Whew! 11 and 12 we'll read after we complete Zechariah. And chapter 12 of Zechariah says, the burden of the word of the Lord against Israel. Blessed is the Lord who stretches out the heavens, lays the foundation of the earth, and forms the spirit of man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of drunkenness to all the surrounding people when they lay siege against Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall happen in that day that I will make Jerusalem a very heavy stone for all the people. All who would heave it away will surely be cut in pieces. Though all nations of the earth are gathered against it, in that day, says the Lord, I will strike every horse with confusion and its rider with madness. I will open my eyes on the horse of Judah and will strike every horse of the people with blindness. And the governors of Judah shall say in their heads, the inhabitants of Jerusalem are my strength in the Lord of hosts, their God. In that day I will make the governors of Judah like a fire fan in the wood pile, and like a fiery torch in the sheath. They shall devour all the surrounding people on the right hand and on the left, but Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, Jerusalem. The Lord will save the tents of Judah first, so that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall not become greater than that of Judah. In that day the Lord will defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. The one who is feeble among them in that day shall be like David, and the house of David shall be like God, like the angel of the Lord before them. It shall be in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of great supplication, then they will look on me when they pierce. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn. In that day there shall be a great mourning in Jerusalem, like the mourning of Hadad Rimmon, the mourn in the plain of Megiddo. And the land shall mourn every family by itself, the family of the house of David by itself, and their wives by themselves, the family of the house of Nathan by itself, and their wives by themselves, the family of the house of Levi by itself, and their wives by themselves, the family of Shimon by itself, and their wives by themselves, all the families that remain, every family by itself, and their wives by themselves. And if we go back to the life lessons from Zechariah chapter 11 and chapter 12. And again, for those that are just joining us on our last couple of days of this year's Bible reading, we are coming this year and next year out of the Charles F. Daly Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year, New King James Version. And when we go to Zechariah chapter 11, verse 13, it says, throw it to the potter, that princely price they set on me. Judas Iscariot fulfilled this prophecy when he betrayed the Lord Jesus for 30 pieces of silver in Matthew chapter 27. How many of us have betrayed him for less by choosing trinkets over him? I'm saying that by choosing the game on Sunday afternoon morning instead of going to church. You know, come on now, let's call it like it is. You know, come Super Bowl Sunday, there will be some empty pews because folks will be home getting ready for the Super Bowl. Because, you know, Super Bowl is like, you know, a mega church service. Because the best teams in the league are playing. So folks will choose the Super Bowl over God. Especially if Super Bowl starting at 11 o'clock, then I'm be at the game. And I got my food ready, my family's coming over, my friends are coming over. You know, we got this and that, and all the stuff is ready, and we all good. No, we're not. You know, and I can say this because that was me. You know, I choose the game over going to church because, you know, I had sons and a husband and we had friends. And, you know, that evening we was all getting together for the Super Bowl. But that morning you had to get stuff ready because especially if you were hosting that year, you had to have your house clean. You had to have all your stuff done. You had to do all the things you need to do because you was having company coming. And so you didn't have time to go to church. I understand. All those things you have to repent for. I had to repent. I had to repent because I was choosing so many things over God. So many pulled me back in. And he chose me. He called me. And he chose me. I said, yes, Lord. Because I had been out of the ark of safety for a long time. And I can tell you, being a child of God, it does something to your heart. And to know that God is choosing you and you are choosing him over everything. So thank you, Lord, for this word this morning. And then when we go to Zechariah chapter 1, chapter 12, verse 1, says the burden of the word of the Lord against Israel. Thus says the Lord, who stretches out the heavens, lays the foundation of the earth, and forms the spirit of man within him. The same God who designed and created the vast universe around you, who devised and fashioned the earth you live on, also molded and shaped your very spirit. He knows you inside out. and wants you to know him. Are you trying to get to know the Lord today? I hope that these lessons and this word is touching your heart, because it surely touches mine. And then when we get to verse number 10 of chapter 12 of Zechariah, and it tells us, and I'm going to go to the whole scripture. And I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn. Then they will look on me whom they pierced. The day will come when the resurrected Jesus will return to the earth to bring God's covenant back into a close, warm, intimate relationship with himself. Romans 11, chapter 11, verses 25 through 32. What a day that will be. What a day that will be when the Lord returns. What will you do? I love that little song. What did you do when the Lord saved you? Did you dance? And the answer is, yes, I did. Yes, I did. I danced because I was saved. And I cried. And I rejoiced. Because God gave me a second chance. And I can only say thank you. And yeah, I got a lot of work to do. But I know with God, I can accomplish all things and great things. So I'm trusting God today that a lot will be accomplished. Hallelujah. As I get ready for a new year. Hallelujah. As we get ready for a new year. Psalms 149, verses 1 through 4. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise in the assembly of saints. Let Israel rejoice in the in their maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name with the dance. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. I love that word. That's one of my highlighters. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Have you been beautified? I would like to be, like to hope that I've been beautified. Salvation, beautify the humble with salvation. I want to make sure that I am humble to my daddy God. And I want to be beautified. I like that word. But the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Praise God. I want to be beautified. So hallelujah. And I pray I've been beautified. Proverbs chapter 30, verses 32 through 33. If you have been foolish in exalting yourself, or if you have devised evil, put your hand on your mouth. For as the churning of milk produces butter, the wringing the nose produces blood, so the forcing of wrath produces strife. That's a good word. Again, anytime you want to have a little bit of wisdom, anytime you need that special word from God, all you got to do is just grab your Bible and just say, Lord, give me a word. And when you open it up, he gives you a word. And I am reading this personal reading. The story again, and the story is the Bible in a storybook, novel fashion. And, you know, I was like, wow, God, You know, when you ask God, give me a word. And it just says in this book, and it just says, on the day the Lord gives you relief from yourself and turmoil from the harsh labor forcing you, you will take up this talk against the king of Babylon. How the oppressor has come to an end. How his fury has ended. The Lord has broken the rod of the wicked and scepter of the ruler. This is what the Lord says, in the time of my favor, I will answer you. And in the day of salvation, I will help you. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people, to restore the land and to reassign its desolate inheritance. To say to the captive, come out, and to those in darkness, be free. Shout for joy, you heavens. Rejoice, you earth. Burst in the song, you mountains, for the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me. What a word. You know, you just open the book and God will give you everything you need. And, you know, just another word. You know, and this is from, it says Paul's mission in the story. It says, therefore, my friends, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sin is proclaimed to you. Through him, everyone who believes is set free from every sin, a justification you were not able to obtain under the law of Moses. Just a word. God gives us a word. And the word was on salvation. And that God will protect us. God will be there for us. He has us in his heart. We are the twinkle in his eye. What a mighty God we serve. Revelation chapter 19. After these things, I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, hallelujah. Salvation and glory, woo! Honor and power belong to the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, because he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication. Excuse me. A little drink. And I want to read that again. I love, you know, I don't know if you've heard, you know, the song scripturally based. And I think it's William Murphy. You know, hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power to the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. The Lord our God is magnificent. The Lord our God, he is wonderful. And we all know that in scripture. And all you can say is thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, God, for your love and your kindness. Thank you, God, for caring about your children. For we belong to him, and he belongs to us. And he loves us more than we could ever imagine. He loves us more than we can imagine. Why? Because special to him. You know, we are special to God. And he wants the best for us. He wants the best for us. God loves me. God loves me. And doesn't that just make you feel good to know that God loves me? Let's do this one more time. After those meetings, I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power belongs to the Lord our God. But true and righteous are his judgments, because he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he has avenged on her the blood of his servants shed by her. Again, they said, Hallelujah. Her smoke rises from forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God, who sat on the throne saying, Amen, Hallelujah. Then a voice came from the throne saying, Praise our God, all you, you servants and those who fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a multitude, as the sound of many waters, as the sound of mighty thunder, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God is omnipotent reigns. For the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous act of the saints. Then he said to me, Write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true things of God, and I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, See that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head was many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations. And he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather together for the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses and of those who sit on them, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, both small and great. And I saw the beasts, the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. Then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet, who worked signs in his presence by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the rest were killed with the sword, which proceeded from the mouth of him who sat on the horse. And all the birds were filled with their flesh. That is our word for this morning. And all I can say is, wow, God sits on his throne, and he loves us, and he wants the best for us. Sing to the Lord a new song, and his praise the assembly of saints. Praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp, for the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. 149th Psalm, verses 1 through 4, King James Version. And that is where our title came from. And family, believe it or not, we are finished today with the word. It is done. That is all we have for this 29th day of December. The word has gotten smaller because the days are almost done. And I'm excited. On tomorrow, we will be in Proverbs 31. We're going to talk about that proverbial Proverbs 31 woman. And, you know, we'll be in Revelation chapter 20. And then on our last day, which is Saturday, we'll be in Malachi and finishing up. After Malachi, we'll be in the 150th Psalm. And we'll finish off the 31st Proverbs. And we'll finish off Revelation chapter 21 through 22. And when we're done, we'll say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. So please join me these next 2 days. I know Saturday is normally your sleeping day, but please join me for the last day of the year, our last book of the Bible, as well as our last book of the Old Testament. So Malachi and Revelation we will be in on Saturday. And so I am excited. We will be maybe a little bit longer on Saturday. So please tell a friend, you know, text it out that we will have an end of the year Bible study on Saturday morning. So thank you so much, family. I am turning it over to our mother if she is available to speak this morning. It's just been a good word. And all I can say is, wow, God is good. And thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. A word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, this morning, and our prayer, and then we will be wrapping it up. So I don't have Sister Carolyn's word because we are a little early today. So let's get into our prayer. And our prayer for this morning, increase humility. Come on now. All up in this humble way for today. Humble yourself under the mighty power of God. Tommy will lift you up. In honor, the NLT of 1 Peter 56. What a word. I got to read that again. Humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, he will lift you up in honor. Humble. That humble word is in our scripture, and it's in our lesson. But it was in our lesson this morning, and it's in our prayer scripture for today. Holy One, as I look to you, I see my own limitations so clearly. I cannot begin to fathom the depth of the sacrifice that you made by sending Jesus, clothed in flesh and humanity, as a living example of your holy love made manifest. How could I begin to express gratitude for something I can barely make sense of? I can't help but be humbled. When I think about your enormous love for mankind, I have no interest in self-promotion. When I consider that who you are, as I live my life connected to yours, I trust that you will be my advocate. It doesn't matter what I do as long as I do it for you first. Let my words and my actions align with your kingdom values. Let my life be like a fragrant offering to you and a living reflection of your heart. I submit myself to you, trusting your power to do what no person can do. You are good. What can you submit to God that you have been striving for others to see? Ooh, what a word this morning. And our mother is prepared to speak. Give Mother Valerie a hand.
Praise the Lord, Pastor.
Praise the Lord, Mother Minister. How are you today?
I'm doing good. God is a good God.
Well, I am turning it over to you. Whatever wisdom God has placed in your spirit to share this morning, your line is open and you have the pulpit. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to read Psalms 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide upon the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. My God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor of destruction that lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. You shall trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I'll set him on high, because he's known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Wow, God said with long life. And I intend
and
to have that long life.
I have to say this to me. You know, when God is in the midst of something, you can feel it. I had, for the scripture I was going to read, just my own personal scripture for this morning. I'm getting all emotional like I do. But on my Bible app, I had pulled up the 91st Psalm to read later.
Wow.
And then you kind of said, well, God, it put in my heart, basically, for you to read the 91st Psalm. And all I can say is, wow, God, you do all things. God is so in charge of everything. And for you to read the 91st Psalm, and I'm looking down at the 91st Psalm, all I can say is, wow. That's it.
God.
Just wow. Wow.
That's a confirmation. It's just a confirmation. He said out of the mouth of two witnesses, a thing would be established. So that's a confirmation. A real
and
beautiful
what,
confirmation
what
from God.
Is He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Whew, what a mighty God he serves. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Mm. Whew. Feel that.
God is really good. With long
yes,
life.
Is, Mama.
I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. And you know, I'm almost 80, And I intend to live that long life. I intend to go to 100. God said, you speak the things that you want. You have what you say. And I say that I'm going to live to be 100. And I thank and praise God for his holy word. I thank and praise God for all that he gives us. God is just good. And it said, out of the mouth of two, a thing is established. I mean, you're going to read 91 Psalms, and God gave me 91 Psalms because you were going to read it. And so he told me to read it. God is just a good God all the time. All the time.
All
so we give you
time.
Praise.
Amen.
And we give you honor. We praise your name and we honor your name. And just to think that you have read the Bible in 1 year. But to me, that's amazing. That's totally
amazing. I mean, it's not the first time, but the first time I've read the actual Bible and not chronological and, you know, some other version, you know, or, you know, I used to do one where a guy would give me, he would give me different words to read every day. So maybe I was in the New Testament, I may be in the New Testament, you know, wherever God sent me is where I went. And then I got chronological and I did the chronological Bible. It took a little longer than a year to do it, but it was done in chronological order. And then last year, God gave me the Charles Stanley Bible, and I did it in a year. We started in March, though we didn't start January. So this year was the first time we actually started in January and finished it. We'll finish it on December 31st. And then God gave us another year to do it. God willing, we'll get through it again next year in the 1 year, the whole entire Bible. And when you stop to think about, wow, you know, reading it now, the next year, it's like, Lord, let it permeate in my spirit. Let me memorize scripture because, you know, I know where some things are, but the exact scripture I'm not always good at. So I'm asking God to give me memorization now. I want to know where it is in the actual scripture to be able to memorize. So that's my goal for the next year is memorization of scripture. So, and that means I got to write it down and make it plain because that's how we do things. That's how you remember. So I'm excited. I'm excited about next year, Mama. I'm excited about next year, Minister Valerie. So I just want everybody to know my mother is a licensed minister as well. So, you know, even though I call her Mother Valerie, that is just because she is like a spiritual mom, and I just am very grateful for her in my life. So thankful today. And I'm turning it back over to you, Mother, because I'm filled up.
Well, you know, you'll be able to do it because the Bible said I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And if you want to do it and you have spoke the word out of your mouth, you will be able to do it. God said we have what we say, and whatever we say will come to pass. If we don't doubt, like doubting Thomas did, we'll have what we say. And I love the part he said, he should call upon me, and I will answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I'll deliver him and honor him. And with long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. God is just good. He's good all the time. And all the time, he's good. He's good. Even when we go through things, we give God praise. We don't praise him for the stuff that we go through. We praise him because he's with us when we're going through. And we just praise God. You praise him for the good and you praise him for the bad. You praise him in the morning and you praise him in night. You just praise God. You keep a praise in your mouth. And you know, like when you have a car accident, the first thing you do is Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're thanking him because you didn't die. You're not thanking him for the accident. You're thanking him because you're still alive.
Oh, praise God.
And the land of the living. There was this man mm-hmm. that went to heaven, and the car was so damaged. It's 90 minutes in heaven. And they said, could nobody have lived through that? Nobody could have lived through that. And the dead man was singing. A pastor went over and prayed for the dead man, and they were so shocked because that dead man started singing. And he spent 90 minutes. And he was singing, what a friend we have in Jesus. You just never know. A dead man singing? Wow. Well, he did sing, and he lived to tell his story. He went all over the world because he spent 90 minutes in heaven. And that's just beautiful, mm-hmm. the different things that you find out about God. Can these dry bones live? Yes, they can. If God say live, you will live. No matter what the doctors say, no matter what man say, it's what God says. God has the last word in the end. Can these dead bones live? They can. They can live. If God say live, live and mm-hmm. not die. You live and mm-hmm. give God glory. My Ooh. Lord, my Lord. They were all gathering around Rita because they thought, well, this was it. And all the family went to see her. All the family went to see her. And she's still alive. Rita's not dead. She's living. She says she's going to live to give her testimony all over the world. And a lot of times when you hear what God has done for
her. You can let her know we miss her.
Amen.
She was always a very faithful listener. And, you know, hopefully she can be on Saturday. They'll call and let her listen in for the last day of the year because she made it almost through the whole time. From day
Amen.
One, she was there. And God's going to give us the 365th day. Amen. I'm believing. Hey, woo, I got you.
Amen. A lot of times when you think people are dying, and like I said, again, we gathered around her bed telling her how much we love her and what she meant to us and everything that she means to our life and, you know, and we released her. But she's still here. I'm still here.
It wasn't God's time. That's right.
God has a reason and a purpose. And Janice is still here, too. And she's been desiring to die. That's her desire. Absence from the body is present with the Lord. But you're still mm-hmm. here. Only God. God
because
has a
you
reason
have a purpose.
For that place
That's
being
right.
here. I don't know, you know, what God's purpose is for our lives, but the ones that want to die don't die, and the ones that don't want to die, they die. God is in control. He's in control
Amen.
Of this. And there's a
well,
reason.
Well, I have a word.
Everything.
I have a word from Sister Carolyn this morning. And it says, good morning, those who leave everything, come on now, in God's hands. We eventually see God's hand in everything. Have a thankful Thursday. And Mother, I just wrapped it all up in a nice hand of God. That those who leave everything in God's hand. And all we can say is thank you, Lord. Have a thankful Thursday. And as we get ready to wrap up this morning, family, have a thankful Thursday. And know that God is in control. And it is, ooh, and all we can say is praise the Lord. Mother, can you say it with me this morning? Praise the Lord. Sing to
praise
the Lord
the
a
Lord.
New song.
Praise
and
the
praise
Lord.
In the assembly of saints. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
As the angels sing, hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Ooh, honor and power. Belongs to the Lord our God. Whew, hallelujah. And it says, and after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power to the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he has judged the great, and or which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and has avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. But we still sing hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. And that is what we have. And what I say is, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' precious and holy name, I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for our sister Tracy, who always lets me know I was listening in, and she is listening in this morning. So just sending a lot of love to my sister in Christ, Sister Tracy. Thank you so much for listening in, and just thank you for your phone calls and for your word that you send out every morning as well. So thank you, God, for your mother. As you pray us out this morning, we give God the glory. Sing to the Lord a new song, for his praise is the assembly of saints. I am a friend of God. Hallelujah. He calls me friend. Have a blessed day, family. Mother, pray us out.
Father God, in Jesus' name, I want to thank and praise you for who you are. I want to thank and praise you for forgiveness of all sin, knowingly and unknowingly. I want to thank and praise you for waking us up this morning. I want to thank and praise you for giving us this day, for this is the day that you made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You've given us another 24 hours, God, to live for you, to touch somebody's life, to bring somebody closer to you. That's what we live for, is to witness your word to somebody else, that somebody else might be saved. God, I praise you. I magnify your name. I lift you up because you are holy. You are holy. You said, let everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. The trees, they have breath, they will give you praise. A bird, if it can breathe, will give you praise. Everything that breathes will give you praise. And Lord, I bow down to you. Let me never forget that you are God. You are God. I didn't make myself. You made us. You're made in the image of Almighty God. You are awesome. Abba, Father, you are awesome. Let us always remember who we are. We are your children. You are our maker. You are our creator. You are everything. And we thank and praise you, God, for being everything. We thank and praise you for creating a lovely place for us to live, giving us air, waking us up with the sunset. The sunset is so beautiful. I'm always trying to capture the different things that you have made, a flower, a tree. And I thank you, God, for the sunset. I thank you for Pastor Bridget. I thank you for Pastor Jesse. I thank you for the Table Life Ministry. I give you praise and honor and glory for the safeness of our family, because you said you reign on the just and the unjust. I thank and praise you for Tracy. I love to see her smiling when she's up there singing in the choir. And when she's not up there, then I miss her. I thank and praise you for our choir, God. I just thank and praise you for this day, another day. I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. And, Mother, what is it this morning? It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Thank you for joining us this morning. We'll see you again on tomorrow. Come on in. Call a friend. Tell a friend. Two more days of the Word, and we will have completed the Word of God in 1 year, praising the Lord for his mighty, mighty Word. And I say one more up. It's a wrap, because we're always praying for you.
Yeah.
Have a blessed day, family. Enjoy your time with God. And as Sister Carolyn so eloquently put it, have a thankful Thursday.
Amen.
It's a wrap, Mother.
It's a wrap.